favor to ask. I forgot to close the outside doors. Okay, good. Critters tend to, oh, someone else has, thank you. Oh, two people got it. Wow, look at that. You ask for something and people just do it. Critters tend to get in, so we try not to leave those open for the whole mass. But in the beginning, we do so that way you don't have to touch door handles and stuff. So, thank you. We are coming to the end of the church year once again. With the clocks turned back, Thanksgiving around the corner, and even the first of the Christmas commercials appearing on TV, and of course it's the ones I can't stand the most, the million-dollar car with a big red bow on it, and a couple about my age that somehow can afford all these things, those drive me nuts the most. We're starting to see a shift. We're starting to experience the finality of this year. And it's fitting that this time then is marked with remembering those who have gone before us. It naturally causes us to think about our own mortality and our desire to get into heaven. As we move closer to the end of the month, we'll start to hear Jesus talk more about being prepared for the return of the Master, being prepared to go home to heaven, being prepared for judgment. This can either leave us feeling petrified or cautiously optimistic. And I hope for all of us, we're a bit more cautiously optimistic than we are petrified. St. Paul in our first reading said, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." This verse is actually used quite often for funerals because it reminds us that we don't ultimately belong to this earth. As we say of the church is in the world, but not of the world. And so we're in the world, yes, but ultimately our identity isn't being worldly. It should be being heavenly. And that language, I think, is especially fitting right now. As important as the elections are, and believe me, they're very important, that's our civic duty, so don't think I'm saying they're not important. With all of that, we must never lose sight that our ultimate goal is the heavenly homeland, where our true and eternal citizenship lies. That's the ultimate goal. That's our destiny. And that's our purpose of being here on the earth. As Mrs. Jill Fisher said, our school principal, in one of her communications to families before the election, she reminded people, as she does with every election, that it's not really about the donkey or the elephant. It's about the lamb. The lamb that was slain. The lamb who gave his life for us. The lamb who set the example of how to live holy Christian lives that promotes the good of every person. And so, we long and we love our Lord who is King. In a homily a couple Sundays ago, I mentioned how we have a dual citizenship, where it's not really an either or, but it's that classic Catholic both and. We're not all about this world only. We don't only look to heaven and not care what happens here. But rather, it's our desire to get to heaven. It's our desire to be of service to one another, our desire to live Christian lives that informs how we live here. You see how it's not totally separate, but a blending. But the foundation of that blending is Jesus Christ and the truth of his gospel. And so what matters most and what should inform all of our choices is doing the will of God, serving his people. And so may all of us then, when God calls, whatever day that may be, having lived a long and happy life, may we go rejoicing to the house of the Lord.